Another targeted therapy that's come out in the metastatic setting that's kind of interesting is fulvestrant or Faslodex. Can you kind of provide an update on what we know about this agent, including how it works?
Well, in terms of how it works, when I describe it to patients, I always describe it as kind of a super tamoxifen. And what I really mean is it kind of does what you always imagined tamoxifen really did. You know, as the years have gone by, we've become much more sophisticated in our understanding of tamoxifen, which is to say that we're confused. Because tamoxifen, of course, is not a pure agonist or a pure antagonist, and it interacts with the receptor, leading to downstream events, but it's unfair at a scientific level to simply label tamoxifen an anti-estrogen. Fulvestrant, on the other hand, binds to the estrogen receptor and downregulates it, meaning it lowers the amount of estrogen receptor that's present while the fulvestrant is around. And so it actually is a pure anti-estrogen in effect. In terms of how functionally effective it is, I think we know about the same as we've known for a while, which is that it's more or less equivalent to several other available hormone therapies right now. And therefore, it adds to the armamentarium because it's well tolerated, relatively non-toxic, but for the little bit of injection site discomfort. And therefore, for patients who are working their way through the chain of available palliative therapies for metastatic disease, it represents one more important step.
Do you think it's kind of other than the method of administration, if you just look at the side effects, the risk, and the efficacy, do you see much difference between fulvestrant, tamoxifen, and the AIs?
Well, the breadth of experience that we have with it right now certainly is far more limited than what we have with the AIs or tamoxifen. And one of the problems with being tamoxifen is that we've given it to millions of people for, you know, decades, and so we kind of know it warts and all. And so to some degree, it's a little bit unfair. I'm not aware of evidence that says that fulvestrant causes some of the important toxicities of tamoxifen. For example, it doesn't appear to cause uterine cancer, and you wouldn't make as a hypothesis the statement that it does. But on the other hand, you don't have anything like the experience that it took with tamoxifen to see that toxicity. Similarly, unless I'm mistaken, there's no evidence that it increases the risk of thromboembolic events. So in that regard, it looks like it could ultimately be a bit safer drug than tamoxifen. Compared to the aromatase inhibitors, it certainly should have a similar toxicity profile, and I don't believe that there's a substantial difference between them.